The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. The Lenten season presents us with many different images and perspectives on ourself and on God. Growing up, maybe we can remember giving something up to eat for Lent, or occasionally attending the Stations of the Cross on Fridays. So what is this season? Is it joyful, or is it somber? I recall in the seminary, back about 5 years ago, it was Ash Wednesday, a day of silence and retreat. I walked back upstairs in my hallway, and I noticed that the lights were out in the hallway. The sun was out. It was the afternoon. Odd, I thought. Then, all of a sudden, I see a fellow seminarian just walking very slowly, sulking, with his head down. Odd again, I thought. So what do you do? Well, I ran into my room and locked the door, and you guessed it, I called my mother and said, I need to get out of here. Not to be judgmental on that seminarian. Now, I guess that's one way we can approach Lent. I suppose. But let's take a different look at Lent with the eyes of faith and keeping in mind our humanity. As we reflect on the sacred scriptures this weekend, we can see that there's a sense of progress and renewal. The book of Genesis speaks about progress. The book of Genesis speaks particularly about relationships. Relationships is what makes us human, or it's supposed to make us human. God has entered into a covenant or a promise with Noah and his family after that great and tragic flood. And he's entered into this promise with the whole human race, that there is an agreement taking place, that God will never abandon the world. And this relationship between God and the human individual becomes even more solidified. And it becomes more solidified even when we turn away from the Lord, even when the people of Israel turn away from the Lord, even when they have that golden calf. God's promise is still there. The covenant is still there. We see the mention of the rainbow, a sign that I am giving for ages to come. We know of many things that try to drive us away from this promise that God has given us, this presence of Himself. This week, my dear friends, was especially difficult for us as a country to see and hear of the murder of 17 people and the many injuries at Parkland High School in the state of Florida. And it happens on Ash Wednesday. Maybe some of you saw the photo in the newspapers or online. I know it was in the Washington Post, in the Columbus Dispatch. But the photo was of a mother, I assume a parent, outside the high school, mourning and holding another parent. And she had ashes on her forehead in the shape of the usual cross. I've heard that it's been called the modern Pietà. Perhaps that photo teaches us as disciples of the presence of God, even in the form of a cross, the presence of God in the darkness. That photo reminded me of our gospel today, Jesus in the desert. And that photo really represents the modern-day desert of our world, a world that's desperately in need of help, torn by violence. And this is a world that Jesus Christ himself knew very well. Jesus in the desert was tempted by Satan. He was tempted to abandon his mission, to think and only serve himself. But even then, we see that Jesus, of course, doesn't succumb to that. But this brings Jesus aware, more aware, we can say, awaken of his mission, of his oneness, and of his oneness in our world. And that was the fruit of being in the desert. Jesus' oneness became concrete in our eyes. The good news, as we hear, we can be tempted to think of that as a bumper sticker, the good news. What does that mean, the good news? We can hide behind phrases a lot sometimes, but the good news is the new era. This is the time of repentance. The time of the kingdom of God has come. Revenge is thrown out the window. We hear of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who mourn. Jesus even going so far as to say, turn the other cheek. This is a moment of self-renewal. Jesus entering into our human condition. As we reflect on the events of really these past couple weeks, my dear friends, the Lord is asking us to evaluate the oneness in our lives. Are we whole? Do we give our whole self over to the Lord? The good, the bad, the ugly. Do we give our whole self to him? We know that Jesus experienced the darkness, the sadness and abandonment that many people are experiencing right now. And so I leave you with this. Is there a right or correct image for Lent? Is there? I can't answer that. You and I have to go out into the desert and find our own image.